Hi again, I'm Mike Mazzalongo, and this is the Bible Talk video blog. Today's entry is entitled, Pray for My Enemies. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, Jesus tells his disciples that they should pray for those who persecute you. Now, this is timely instruction for our nation during the recent attacks. But have you ever wondered what praying for your enemies does? After all, they don't see or hear the prayer, so how can it affect them? Now, the wonderful thing about prayer is that you don't have to witness it or even believe in it for it to have an effect on you. This should be encouraging for us when we have to deal with an enemy and help us pray for them because of the following reasons. First of all, you're not defeated just because your foe is an unbeliever. Prayer is a powerful thing because the one who answers prayers is the Lord of all, friend and foe. Secondly, the prayer of a righteous person can avail much, James chapter 5, verse 16. You see, only a believer can effectively offer a prayer. As a matter of fact, we need to pray for unbelievers because no one else is praying for them. And then thirdly, all things do work for good and for God's purpose, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Even those who consciously work against God are ultimately in His service, and our prayers put them there. The only difference is that they will serve unknowingly and will receive no reward for their effort. Now, there's no reason to feel helpless when confronted with our various enemies in this life because God has clearly instructed us in what to do in order to defeat them. Love them so that their attack becomes unwarranted and worthy of judgment, and pray for them so that God will work directly in their lives either to limit their attack or win them over to faith and fellowship. Either way, prayer is the key to victory. Well, I'm Mike Mazzalongo, and you've been watching the Bible Talk video blog. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.